6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Warning. Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. And speaking of truly terrifying, this is the voice that you're getting out of me for this episode because I'm just barely hanging in there. But Olivia, how are you doing? How is your week been? I miss your friend. How's it going?
My week's been going pretty good. You know, just getting back into the swing of school and doing that again, but hopefully this semester won't be as stressful. So hopefully life will be good through the summer. But yeah, you sound worse than you did on Sunday. So you don't seem like you're feeling very well.
Yeah, no, I've taken a dive in the complete wrong direction. And we're actually recording this a little bit early because I was like, I either need to call Olivia and say, hey, can we record this now? Or we're not recording it at all because I don't think I'm going to make it. So I was like, let me give her a quick ring. And luckily you were able to hop on and we're able to knock everything out. But yes, I have a 6-year-old little germ factory who brings just God knows what home from school. And she had it last week. And it's funny because like Kara's like, oh, I don't feel good. I have like a chuff. And I'm like, I think I'm dying. I'm pretty sure.
Can I ask what a chuff is?
Yeah. So a chuff is like
a chest cough.
Yeah. It's like a little, you know, like your chest is a little heavy. Maybe you're clearing your throat a lot like that. But it's a chuff in our house.
A chuff. I've never heard that term.
Yeah. And thank God I have a mute button because in between sentences, I'm just you can see me. I'm just coughing my face off. So, but, you know, super happy to be here with you. Even when I'm feeling sick, you know, you called and FaceTime with the family today and, you know, just hanging out with you always makes me feel a little bit better. So I'm glad that we're doing it. And I'm glad that we're here.
Yeah. Well, it was a nice little FaceTime catch up with the fam. A little sass from Millie.
And from Kara.
And from Kara. Yeah. A little sass from the Connor household.
Yeah. And I know she listens, but to my mother-in-law, thank you for being ground zero, patient zero, whatever, to the outbreak monkey for this, because I still think it was you, and I haven't forgotten. So just know that. But with that being said, this is a short on time, and Olivia, I have to tell you, the case that we're going to talk about today, I'm really super interested to see what you think, because it kind of blew my mind as I was going through it. Never really stumbled across something like this. And so I'm interested to see what you think. Cause as we go through, I was just like, whoa, this is insane on a lot of different levels. So what do you think? Should we quit the Gabby Gabby, get to the Stabby Stabby, break down this week's case?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So Olivia, this week's Short on Time is as strange as it is unsettling. And to start, we have to go back to Vero Beach, Florida in 2021. Now, at that time, 66-year-old Andrew Michael Mustapick was reportedly spending time with a 19-year-old girl. Now, it was at that time that Mustapick offered to buy the teenager a new car if she agreed to have a sexual relationship with him. But the 19-year-old wouldn't go through with it. Instead, she convinced her 17-year-old friend to do it for her. And with that, Mustapick and the 19-year-old drew up a strange, quote, contract. Now, as part of the agreement, the 19-year-old agreed that their 17-year-old female friend would be Mustapick's sex slave for 5 years, agreeing that the girl would be brought to his home every Monday and Friday with the expectation of physical acts. And on June 3rd, 2021, Mustapick purchased the vehicle, with it being registered to both him and the 19-year-old only 10 days later. Shortly after, on June 8th, the 17-year-old friend would be delivered to Mustapick's home. In total, the teenager would return an additional 2 times before refusing to go back. Now, this didn't sit well with Andrew Mustapick, and he would sell the car shortly after the teenager refused to return. That's when the victim went to the police. She shared the details of the disgusting contract, as well as photos and video evidence of what had occurred. So authorities put a plan into place to capture Mustapick. The teenager called the man on a recorded line and told him that she was struggling financially, claiming that she needed money. That is when Andrew Michael Mustapick offered the girl the opportunity to sign another, quote, contract. And with that, the police had all they needed. Mustapick was arrested for unlawful sexual activity with a minor. He would take a no-contest plea and be required to serve no more than a year in prison and 10 years of sex offender probation pending a trial. Now, you may think that that should be the end of the story, but it only gets darker from here. In March of this year, one of Mustapick's family members came forward to police. And this person told investigators that he was actively trying to hire someone to kill the victim. According to the witness, Mustapick, now 70, didn't want the girl to testify against him. The arrest warrant states that between March 13th and April 30th, Mustapick allegedly communicated with a potential hitman. According to the sheriff's office, he later changed his mind and asked the person he was speaking with to, quote, bribe or extort her instead. Once police caught word of his intentions, an undercover deputy was brought in from another county to approach Mustapick. And upon their meeting, this deputy was paid $20,000 and offered an extra $50,000 to kill the girl if she didn't comply. Once he thought the deal was done, and not knowing that he was under surveillance, Mustapick was recorded throwing a laptop and other electronics off a bridge into a nearby river. He has since been arrested and charged in the murder for hire plot, and he was actually in court for the very first time yesterday, May 6th of 2025. So, Olivia, this story is wild, and I'm very interested to see, what do you think? Where's your head at? What do you got?
First off, I must pick that I like his name. It's a cool name. Mustapick.
Mustapick.
But I'm glad, one, and number two, that no one died in this case. And that he got caught in his tracks. But this is one that we have not quite covered, as far as, like, we deal with, like, the murdering of some sex workers and things, but, like, not this type of sex worker, sex trafficking type ring that's done by someone that is her age, basically. It's like two friends, but, like, you sign up your friend to do these things that you're not willing to do to get a car. Like, I don't know. I didn't like that. I don't like the friend doing that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting case. And I think the thing that stood out to me is, number one, to think that you could be like, I'm creating a contract. You know what I mean? Like, sign on the dotted line that, like,
right. You're signing your life away on Mondays and Fridays.
Right. And, you know, as a minor, you're agreeing to have a sexual relationship. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous that you would create a contract. And I also think part of that is like a power move, right? Because these are kids. It's probably a 19 and a 17 year old being like, listen, we'll have a car. We'll be able to go wherever we want to go. You know what I mean? We just have to like hook up with them, you know, every once in a while. And then the reality of what happens or what you're expected to do sets in. You're like, no, like this is, you know, terrible. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't really talk a lot about the podcast with Kara. She listens every once in a while to be supportive, but this just isn't her thing.
This is not her thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I got done researching this and I went out and I was like, I have to tell you about this case that I'm doing.
I think because, from her line of work, she would find this interesting.
Yes. And the thing for me is that he got off. I mean, essentially, it's a slap on the wrist. He was looking at 8 months tops out of that year. And then you're a sex offender for 10 years, right? But you're not going to prison for years and years and years. And you're just like, nope, no punishment is the only punishment that I'll accept. Like, I need to get rid of this person. Mm-hmm. So it's just crazy to me. Like you did something terrible. Take the slap on the wrist because our system is messed up anyway. Why then try to take it a step further 4 years later? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It blew my mind. And then to think that now he's 70 and this girl's 21 years old. So like you're walking around as a 21 year old being like having no idea that there's a 70 year old man who's trying to pay somebody on the internet to kill you.
To kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just thought it was kind of bonkers.
Not paying pennies. He's paying a lot of money.
Yeah. He gave that deputy 20 grand. 20 cash. Grand. Yeah. It was like, and if she doesn't take the 20 grand or
there's
doesn't
50
take the
more.
Yeah. Like if you got to kill her, I'll give you 50.
That's a lot of money today.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also makes me wonder, I couldn't find anything in the research, but it makes me wonder like what this guy did for a living or. Because he was buying them cars, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But if we're talking deadbolt tests for something like this, where does something like this fall for you? Because this is, again, just a strange one. I can't see this being something you'd be like, oh, well, this is, you know, would affect me or anything like that. But I was just curious.
I mean, as far as like scary level and me checking my locks, it's not high, maybe like a 3. But like, as far as like, what the F factor, it's like a 10. Because I just can't imagine me just like pimping out my friend to this guy so that we could get a car. Like, yeah, you're desperate when you're a teenager, but I mean, I've never been that desperate.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that freaks me out as a dad.
Yeah.
Being like, eventually someday I'm going to have a teenager and I hope that my kid.
She has the right friends.
Yes. Or the wherewithal to be like, no, I'm not entering a sex contract for a,
right, with a grown man
for a Toyota Camry and a ride every once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just kids doing the way that I picture in my head is these two kids that just didn't realize the weight of what they were doing until they had to do what they agreed to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, I mean, this is a sex crime for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, he took advantage of these girls.
Yes. And I'm not putting any blame on these girls at all. Obviously, they were groomed. If you're a 66 year old man hanging out with a
19 years old.
Yeah.
We've all made mistakes.
Yeah. 110%. And so, you know, I don't want anybody to think of this as like I'm victim shaming or blaming or anything like that.
Not
but
at
it's
all.
You don't understand the weight of decisions at that age. So I think for me, I would probably put this at a 6 because this is, again, I'm, you know, no one's writing up a contract for me. I'm past my prime. But but having a child and being like, eventually they're going to be a teenager and they're going to have friends. They're going to be doing things that I don't know what they're doing. You know, hopefully this isn't anything that, you know, my kid or my family would ever have to worry about. But it's scary to think that it's something that families do potentially have to deal with. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna put it at a 6. So you're at a 3 and a 10. Do you want? Are we averaging? Are we sticking with the 3? What are you thinking?
Put it at a 4.
Okay. Well, that's where we fall on the deadbolt test for this week's case. Olivia is putting it at a 4. I'm coming in at a 6. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does our contract killer fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, What are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get to know you, spend a little time with you. Olivia, somebody asked about some fun stuff to do. They're bringing the family to New Orleans. So, you know, if you want to hop on there, if you got any suggestions you want to give now. But, you know, again, just love having people as part of our community and getting to share those things and stuff like that. So if someone's coming to hang out with their fam, what should they be doing in New Orleans?
I'm going to make them go to the Facebook page so that they can find out what to do. One more reason to like us on Facebook.
I know. I love it. And it's the same. We had a shout out to Angel who brought her family to Nashville, and I got to say, hey, go check this out. It's cool to be able to share the fun stuff to do in your area. So
yeah,
come hang out with us. We'd love to have you as part of the family and get to spend a little time with you. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to support what we do monetarily, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. We got a lot of exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks and you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help us out, help us keep the lights on. That's patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening and sharing the podcast with your friends, family, the people who are important to you means just as much, if not more. So if that's you, you're listening, you're telling people to check it out, just know that we appreciate that. Again, it's all about growing our community and helping people to find the podcast. And nothing does that better than you telling people to check it out. So from the bottom of our hearts, if you are letting people know that we exist, we appreciate that so very much. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.